Blog Talk Radio.
We leave her in your hands, asking you to bless, 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 in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We glorify you. God, every person on this line, forgive sin, everything they've done to transgress against thee, those that are known, and even the sins that are unknown. Even the sins of omission and the sins of commission. Oh, God, help this prayer line as we pray under the auspices of the Holy Ghost. God, thank you for what you've done and for what you're going to do. Bind the enemy that tries to come against this prayer line, tries to come against the ambassadors and to come against me. Bind the enemy in Jesus' name. And let no curse has been toward me, Lord. Don't let it take place. But bind the enemy, don't let it happen. And in the name of Jesus, thank you for what you've done for me and for how you've blessed us. My God, be with us. We'll praise you forevermore and give you glory. Look on Remington and Ryan, Lord. Help those young men in Jesus' name. Look on Ambassador Jones there in St. Louis, and who's asking for a miracle, for amazing grace. He did speak to me and say on last week something incredible is getting ready to happen to you. I believe that for amazing grace. Oh, God, thank you for it in Jesus' name. I believe that for our family. I believe that for the Amazing Grace family. I believe that for the Blog Line family and for the Private Line, Prayer Line family. I believe it for the Youth Prayer Line family. God, I believe it for all these affiliates of the Blog Line and the Prayer Line. God, I believe it. I believe it for every person who gives you a praise of worship, and for every person, Lord, who gives you a praise report, a testimony, and for every person praying. I believe it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray this prayer in the name of Jesus and for the glory. Everything we're asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And for the glory of God, touch these special people and bring it to pass. Now, Lord, we give you praise because we know that you look forward to these thousand thank yous and over the course of 195 different nations giving you praise. God, we know that you look forward to over 3 billion praises going up to you. And we start it now, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm going to ask all of you in every area code, don't sleep on this. Wake up and give God thanks and praise. Area code 913-314 616-847. Oh God, 901-708, so many. 312. Oh my God. So many other area codes that are on here tonight. But may I ask you to do something for the Lord? I mean, I know, you know, there are 141, I'm sorry, there are 1,440 minutes in a day, 24 hours. I mean, that's right, 1,440. And for you to take all 1,440 for yourself is a selfish booger, selfish person. I mean, can't you give God some of your time? Amen. What is it to give him 30 minutes out of your 1,440? You still got 1,010 minutes for yourself. Anybody who take all those minutes is a very, very selfish person. I mean, proven, but look at the stats. If that is true, that there are 1,440 minutes in a day, and you take all 1,440 basically for yourself, what would you call that? I call it a selfish person. Take time for the Lord. Amen. Thank him 1,000 times. He'd appreciate it. Let's go. Open your mouth. Let's praise him tonight and give him glory and adoration. He healed your body. He saved your soul. He saved your children, your grandchildren. He gave you the mobility to walk, to talk, to see, to hear, roof over your head, a cover over your back, clothing on your back, food on your table. Yeah, in your right mind, you ain't crazy. Yeah, he healed you from all manner of diseases. Back, your side, your heart, your mind, everything. Why don't you open your mouth and help us praise him 1,000 times? Amen. Let's do it right now. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We're going to thank him about 15, 20 minutes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you, Lord. I thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank
God, you've been
Lord,
so good.
Lord.
Glory!
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah!
Thank you, Lord. I thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you.
For love.
I thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you.
And thank you for your peace.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you for being our
Lord. I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for
everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus, thank you. I thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you, Jesus, thank you.
Some of y'all know you ought to be dead.
Thank you, thank you.
God let you have a life that you live on. Why can't you thank him? Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Bless your holy name, God.
I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, thank you.
We ask anything according to your will,
you
hear us.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you.
So we hear, then we have the petition that we desire of you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you.
We know if we're willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land.
Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you, Jesus, thank you. I thank you, thank you, thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Your grace is sufficient for us.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Our strength is made perfect in weakness.
Thank you.
We praise you for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for many of the afflictions of the righteous. But you deliver us out of all of them all and light to
you. Thank you.
We give you the glory.
Thank you, thank you.
Now lift the voice.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Come on, let's praise him. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us this forth. Thank you for remembering us, God. Thank you for financial blessings. Thank you. When I mention y'all need, you better thank him in advance. Thank you. Thank you for the financial blessing, Lord.
Thank God. Amen and amen and amen.
And listen, I want to remind y'all that tomorrow night we're going to give him all night long. We're coming at 9 o'clock, and we plan to stay to 7 the next morning. Can y'all hang? Amen. We're asking you to be with us in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. So many people are coming to speak. Yeah. So many people are coming to pray and to be a special blessing. I want to start off the line. I don't know if any of y'all realize that starting off the line with a 1,000 thank you has really caused many miracles to happen on this line. If you want to join us for the 1,000 thank yous, come at 9 o'clock. Amen. Expect him to do a miracle for your home, for everything that you need. I had a person call me today. So, Dr. Johnson, you preach Sunday. Some incredible things are getting ready to happen to me. And I want to let you know that some incredible things happened to me today. And they begin to tell me their testimony. I'm not going to tell it. I'm going to leave it for them to tell it. Well, God said some incredible things are getting ready to happen to me and to you. I hope you receive it. I receive it. If you receive it, you ought to get in there and say, Lord, I receive it. Some incredible things are going to happen to you.
Lord, I receive it.
There you go. I gave you an opportunity. Don't fail to be blessed when the prophet of God puts something out there to you. Don't let the enemy make you have one of those stubborn spirits. For the Bible says in 1 Samuel 1, 15:23, rather, that stubbornness is like iniquity, like sin. Yeah. And rebellion is as witchcraft. Don't let the enemy control your mind. Amen. You are a saint of God. Bind that devil. And I told you that something incredible is going to happen to you. Why wouldn't you want to get in there and say, I receive it? Nothing but the devil makes you want not to receive something like that. And when I ask you to do it, see, God's not going to honor it in your life when you don't follow the instructions. I'm going to give it to you one time. I want to believe God, some incredible things are going to happen to you in your life. Get in there and say, I receive it.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Incredible things are going to happen to me in my life. And I believe it and bless God.
Get ready for it. Some incredible things between now and Friday. If the Lord says the same, I plan to preach this on Friday. I want you here. Get some people who need incredible things. Follow the instructions. Get some people on the line who need incredible things to happen to them. You know some folk who have been going through. I need for you to pick up the phone and call them and say, listen, Dr. Bernard Johnson is going to preach Friday morning, 6 a.m. hour. Some incredible things. Unless the Lord has me to preach it before then, but I'm going to preach it again Friday morning if the Lord says the same. Some incredible things. Wait till God brings this thing out to you. You're gonna be saying it real loud when I show you where it is in the Bible. When I show it to you in the Word of God and you believe the Word of God, you're gonna be saying some incredible things are gonna happen or getting ready to happen to me in my life. See, you're not gonna be you're gonna proclaim that thing because it's in the Word of God. God had to bring it out to me. I didn't see it at first, but he showed it to me, and I began to shout and praise God. Yeah, my, I'm gonna bring it out to you Friday. And anybody you know who needs some incredible things to happen to you, I plead with you. I plead with you. Get them on the line Friday. It will change their life forever. I plead with you. I plead with you. You've been seeing them go through. You know they're going through. Get them on the line Friday. It will change their life forever. If you listen to me, if you obey, and you don't let that 15:23 catch you. For rebellion is as the spirit of witchcraft. The devil is working on your mind all the time to keep you from doing what God wants you to do. And some of y'all think you're in the will of God. You're in what I call the permissive will. He's letting you do what you want to do. But you're not in his divine will, some of y'all. Get them on the line Friday and see what happens. Some incredible things are going to start happening for them. I got some testimonies already today about some people who were at Amazing Grace on Sunday, and our priest is saying through the auspices of the Holy Ghost, my God! And they told me a testimony. But anyway, it's up to you. Amen. God never forces people to do nothing. Amen. Now, he may cause some things to happen to try to wake you up and guide you, but he's going to let you have your own will, do what you want to do. And some of y'all do what you want to do, and you think it's the divine will of God, and God just lets you do it because he knows that, you know, you probably want to do it anyway. God bless you. I love y'all. Amen. Appreciate you. But it's going to be something. Anybody have a testimony you want to give? It's open to you before I close. All right.
I just thank God. This is Deborah Pryor, and I just thank God for what he's doing, and I thank God for each of you, and I really thank God for the wisdom you shared and for praying and lifting up the family. Just a little testimony. I was, you know, had some concerns about my son, Remington, and when I got on the prayer line, I heard his name. Well, actually, both of my children, I worry about them, but his older cousin, which is my nephew, came by today, and he's a miracle himself because he had a brain aneurysm, and he was one of the 2% that lived. His mother actually passed away from it. But he came over today and took Remington out, you know, just to talk and for some Buffalo Wild Wings, and he's an older cousin, so I just, it was just a blessing because, you know, to have young men reaching out to some of the young men, and he was saying, he said, you know, I see what's different, because he's in his 40s now. He said, I see what's different with the younger generation. He said, I don't have any children, but he said, we had the fear of God and the love of God in us, and the younger ones, they don't quite get it yet, but we still continuing to pray that God will soften the heart, you know, of our young people too, of all people, to know, you know, how awesome God is, how great his love is for us. But I thank you and appreciate you. So that was very positive, though, to have my young man go out with an older man that's going to kind of tell him some good things.
That's a blessing. All right. All right. Thank God for him. And keep those positive things happening in his life, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else? Before we close.
314 Ambassador Jones, Dr. Johnson, I thank you for that word about Friday, because for the last 3 weeks I've been praying. I say, Lord, something amazingly awesome, a blessing's going to come to me on Friday. So I received that word and that vision, and I'm ready to receive it. So when I be blessed, you know I'm blessing you, Dr. Johnson. So have a blessed night, you and Sister Betty.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Yes, name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Listen, but when blessings are offered, and when blessings come, you know,